many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
So is that the new theme song?
No, that's a song that I hear when I get a Skype call.
Oh, really?
It's like kind of kicky, man.
It almost sounds like there's some bubbles.
That's the jazzy remix version.
The jazzy remix version of the Skype song.
Yes.
So we're doing an interview tonight, are we?
We're doing an intervention tonight, yes.
We're doing an intervention.
Now, I'm going to have to chat you her number.
Because it probably wouldn't be well received by her if we put it out there to the listening audience.
No. But I will tell you this. She says she can only talk for about 15 minutes, so.
Well, that's cool. So now, let's see, what do I do with that? Let me figure it out. We should have practiced this beforehand, probably.
That's okay.
Here we go.
Walk it through.
Okay, so, and you know what? We can only do this for free if the person is not on Skype until the end of this year.
Oh, damn. So we better be interviewing like a motherfucker until the end of the year. And then we start paying the doll hairs.
We do. Oh, here's Goldie.
Did I hear a cat?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it's Goldie. Cat mourning?
She doesn't really know.
Cats don't understand.
Yeah, so the listeners will not know the context, but
no.
I found out earlier in the week that my cat I used to co-own, who had gone on to live with another cat mama, died a few weeks ago, and so that was sad news for me, of course, and so Leo was wondering if maybe Goldie and I guess also Sophie would be in mourning, but really, they had their period of mourning after the cat's name was Boo Boo, after Boo Boo left home.
I guess that would make sense.
Yeah. Let me see what the hell I'm doing.
That's the Boo Boo song. It's the Boo Boo song.
The Boo Boo Dirge.
Boo 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 Boo. It's a little kicky because Boo Boo would have wanted us to celebrate her life.
Absolutely. Although I happen to know you, and I know that's actually a little bit of a projection, but that's okay.
What, projecting that I celebrate her life?
No, I know how you want your funeral to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's awesome. It's a fabulous idea.
You know what I found out?
What?
Speaking of nothing, that the APA bans you from doing advice shows.
Were you going to try to get me to do that?
I thought it'd be fun to have an advice show, then I thought, well, that'd be kind of a waste of your talent, you know? Doing a cheesy advice show.
So and then I could start charging.
Right. And then there was a story on NPR about different advice doctors.
Uh-huh.
And how they were like, you were saying, but the APA specifically bans their members from doing advice, call-in advice programs. Dr. Ruth Westheimer is, what was she, a PhD in education?
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Drew, the guy on Loveline?
Yeah, he's a psychiatrist, isn't he?
No, he's an addiction specialist.
Okay. So then what about the show with, well, first of all, what about Dr. Phil? And I don't know what his credential is, but there was a show with a psychiatrist that sounded like a really good show. And it basically, it involved a similar setup to these other shows, but it sent the message, it ended up sending the message that, you know what, this is really complicated and you can't solve it in the course of an hour-long show. So
good.
Yeah, he was doing a good job, or planning to do a good job with it anyway. I think I caught it at the very beginning. I don't know how long it lasted, but I think he was a psychologist. I mean, a psychiatrist, rather.
Yeah.
He was an MD, so,
And you know, Dr. Laura is like a physiologist.
Oh, she's like a... let me see here.
Who not only would have liked to have been celebrated, but she would like disco themes.
So do a disco theme.
I just did.
Oh. Oh, it's so sad. No, it really is sad. I cried.
It is sad. No, I think it's sad. Boo Boo tried to come home with me.
She did. You could tell that story while I'm trying to get my shit together.
Well, Boo Boo, one time when I went to Minneapolis, the first time, actually, many, many years ago, because Mystery Science Theater 3000 was still on the air, I believe. And I was visiting, and first of all, Boo Boo left me a hairball. Which I had never seen before. I didn't know a hairball kind of looked like poop. And it does.
And where did she leave that hairball?
On the futon where I was asleep. But by the end of the weekend, I think Boo Boo had realized, you know what, I was a little tough on this gal, and tried to crawl in my suitcase to come home with me to see Denny.
Yeah.
Who just looked at me when I said his name. Like a good boy. And this last time I came to visit, Boo Boo was in her new home, but Sophie was in your duplex.
Yes.
And Sophie hissed at me because I called her fat.
You called her a fatty, didn't you?
I said she was fat. I said she looked so fat. Yeah, I may have called her a fatty. I don't know.
Because I thought anyway, when you called her whatever you called her, that it was really cute and that you were
right.
Using it as sort of a term of endearment.
Well, some women are a little particular
sensitive
about these things.
Yeah.
Even in jest.
So there's... Okay, I've got it set where I'm doing a conference call. I don't know if when I start this conference call, it's going to hang up on you and like call both of you at the same time.
We'll see.
I'll go ahead and hit start.
All right. It's calling me again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but that's okay. Oh, we're here on conference?
Yeah, we are, but somehow we didn't
have
get
to. Did you have to dial 1 because it showed...
I did.
...that it said fail.
Yeah, so...
On my end.
Yeah, it said fail. Well, let's try this again.
Denny's ear just moved. I think I scared him.
Scared him? Okay, let's see.
Choxy.
That candy's kind of not all that.
It's okay. It's not like...
It's fine. It'll whatever.
It'll do, because there's no real good candy maker in Nashville.
It'll do in a pinch.
I mean, you can only take so much Godiva. It's like...
Okay, I am having a little bit of trouble here.
It's okay.
Contacts. So I guess you haven't called me, have you? Have you called me on Skype?
Like, ever?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Or maybe I did once, when we were back when we were trying to figure out all this stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, we're still there, but...
Yeah, but I mean, we were lit. Know, even more clueless than we are now.
Well, let me try again.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm going for it. It's not working. Is she sitting at home waiting?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll try really, really hard.
Yes, she is. Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a podcast for cats.
This is, absolutely.
Meow, 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 meow.
That cat's
oh my gosh. I know, I just scared Denny. He just like popped his head up. He's like, hello, ladies.
I was going to say that cat's in heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cat in heat. A freak without warning. What's up, Denny? You can lay down. There's no cat here. There's no cats in heat.
Poor Lindsay, just sitting at home.
Yeah.
Working on her fitness.
Working on her physics, actually.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So she's studying the physics?
She's studying physics.
You know, physics is one reason, one of several, actually, sadly, why I didn't go to medical school.
Oh, that and cutting up people.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, at the time I was considering it, I couldn't even cut up a piece of meat to eat. Like,
oh, I remember those days.
Not because I didn't know how to do it or couldn't manage the energy, but because I wasn't eating meat.
Right, I remember those days. And now you're eating bacon coated in brown sugar.
Oh my god, pig candy is to die for.
Right.
Oh, okay, this is ridiculous.
Meow, 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 meow. Blah, blah, blah.
Add a contact, okay.
Wait. Contact.
Has she ever gone by Lindsay?
Lindsay?
I mean, has Lindsay ever gone by Lind?
No. I mean, they may have called her Linz.
Linz?
Linz.
As in contact?
As in Lindsay.
Lindsay. How about E? Did they ever call her E?
You can ask her that. I don't know.
I can ask her that on the interview, can I?
If you can get in touch with her. Call her. I called her.
Cinq.
Uh-uh. Stop that.
I'm just fucking
You're just slowly, but give your phone number away.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
no.
Dear. Oh, my lord.
Oh, gosh.
My knee just hit my printer.
My knee just hit my
printer. Oh, I wonder if I know why it failed. Okay, let me pull up the chat again.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so.
Okay.
For real now, we're gonna.
Did you just call me whore?
No, I didn't.
What?
Oh, it said she's already in my contacts, so. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, it's entirely possible that she's already on here.
Doubt it.
And she's just hiding.
Man, then she's got this whole secret life I don't know about.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call you back.
Okay. You know, are you going to send me this recording as well?
I'm going to smush them together and send them. And, well, okay. You can do whatever you want with them.
Oh,
but,
okay.
All right.
Okay, bye. Hear it ringing.
I hear it ringing.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, geysers.
How you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
I hear you're studying.
Huh?
I hear you're studying.
Well, not at the moment.
You know, kind of.
Working on your physics, Fergalicious.
I am working on my physics.
Yeah. Did you know that Stacey Ferguson is like an expert at, she's like a genius when it comes to string theory?
Oh, really?
She's not, but feel
I know.
Like cooler
I knew
she
you
did.
Were lying. You were a liar.
Dear. No, I was just fibbing. I wasn't really full on lying.
Hmm.
Lion would be saying, boy, that Fergie is talented.
Well, yeah.
Huh. So this is... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, so introduce yourself.
My name is Lindsay Cannon. I am a Taurus.
A Taurus.
26. Yes.
You're going to have to explain about a Taurus, because I'm not all that up on all the star signs.
I know I'm supposed to be stubborn, and I guess that's true.
Yeah.
And I like, oh, what is it? I like to indulge myself in the finer things in life.
Yeah. Remember that time when you turned 21 and you were going to buy a bottle of Cristal champagne?
Yeah. That didn't happen.
No. No, we were kind of poor back then. Wait, I mean, we're poor now, but we couldn't afford Cristal.
I'm not even poor. I'm just flat broke.
Man, I'm flat busted. I'm about to be wearing a barrel with straps on it, is how poor I am.
I'm already there.
So, technically, we're supposed to be interviewing you, so I'll let Dr. Gay start with an interview question.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
I'd be a horse. A horse?
A horse.
Whores are people, too.
I thought long and hard about that question for a long time, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day on my way home from school.
You were like, if I could be any animal in the world, I would be a horse.
I was.
That's a great thing to think about.
You know, the things that pop in my head.
Did you know horses are sometimes afraid of dogs?
Not mine. Not my horse self.
Not your horse alter ego.
Do you have an inner horse?
I do.
Just waiting to break free.
I kept myself neighing and galloping a lot.
Oh, dear. So, when you study physics, now, let everybody know what you do. Why you would study physics, such a thing as physics.
Well, for X-ray, to tell you the truth, I really don't know.
Okay.
I think just to pass your boards, I think, is the only reason.
Your boards to be an X-ray technician?
Technologist, not technician, thank
sorry.
You very much.
Technologist. And,
I gotta ask, what's the difference between an X-ray technician and an X-ray technologist?
X-ray technician is no such thing. A technician supposedly is supposed to be someone who has on-the-job training,
mm-hmm.
but a technologist, you have to be certified and go to school.
Oh, okay.
So, that's what my teacher tells me.
In your physics class, do you study string theory? Is that
no.
part of your physics? Oh. Would string theory be considered physics? I mean, just in the realm of, like, the world?
You got me on that.
You know, this is sort of a thread through our conversation tonight.
A string theory?
String?
It's a thread?
In our conversation.
String theory.
I'm wondering where that's coming up, where that's coming from. Though.
Well, because I knew she was studying physics.
Uh-huh.
She was working on her physics. And that when I think of physics, I think of string theory.
Wow.
So
I think of magnets.
Yeah.
I think of magnets and electrification.
Denny thinks of Crazy Hedgehog.
We talked about Ron Jeremy last time.
Yeah, speaking of Crazy Hedgehogs.
Well, yeah. I was watching TV, but I fell asleep the other night, and they were talking about a teacher that was being fired for stripping or posing in a magazine. I don't remember what, and Ron Jeremy was the... special guest.
No.
He's an English teacher.
He was a special ed teacher, too.
I thought he was an English teacher.
I thought he was special ed.
I don't know.
Either way, he was a teacher.
Scary.
Can you picture any of your teachers, or any of our teachers that we shared, Leah, doing that? We don't need to name names, but I wonder if you...
I just thought of Penny. Lindsay, you remember Penny.
Yes.
Did we all have her?
We all had her.
So.
Wow. How did that go for you?
It didn't go well for Lindsay, as I understand it. Lindsay, you want to explain your experience in La Classe de Francais?
Yeah, I don't really... Let's just put it this way. 2 years of French in high school.
Mm-hmm.
1 year of Spanish in the eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I could remember more Spanish now than I could French.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I speak French all the time. Don't I?
Yeah, I
just
don't.
Walk around with my beret and I go, ho, ho, ho. You don't. Où est le chien?
I speak a lot of I speak a lot of really bad Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanglish.
So.
Or do a lot of sign language.
Oh, you know, that's really cool.
Not on a sign language. I'm talking about.
The letters?
No, like, as in, I have someone who doesn't speak English in front of me, and I'm trying to communicate with them.
And so you, like, do a lot of pointing and...
I do a lot of, yeah, pointing and, you know, pretending I have a pregnant belly to ask if someone's pregnant.
You know what, though? Having tried to learn a foreign language, I know this is a stereotype, but having learned a foreign language, the best thing that helped me was when people talk slowly and clearly and loudly.
Yeah.
And I know that that's kind of a stereotype that, oh, if you speak loud, everybody will understand you. But honestly, you know, you do. You do understand.
Oh, I do. I speak low and loud, or slow and loud to them, but I'm sure my 2.5 minutes with them doesn't really make a big difference.
Right. You just need flashcards that say pregnant in different foreign languages.
I don't even remember what it is now. I used to know it, yeah. And I just forgot. I can tell you, though, don't breathe is no respira.
Oh, nice.
No respira.
Mm-hmm.
You could call him cabron, and then you would get beat up.
That's not allowed. That's assault on a hospital employee.
Right.
And that's against the law.
But if you called... called somebody, what is a bastard? I think cabron means bastard.
Oh, yeah. Batard?
Batard. That's a kind of bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bastard. It's bastard bread.
Right, I know. I've eaten bastard bread. It's delicious.
Well, did you have your fat bastard wine with your fat bastard, or with your bastard bread, I mean?
That would be so much fun.
That's a good wine.
We had it once.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it.
It was somebody's birthday, wasn't it, Lindsay?
I don't remember.
I know it was at that Italian restaurant over here on the west side. West y'all.
West side is the best side.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, guess what we're doing this weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
You already know, Lindsay.
I was going to say,
I haven't committed to anything this weekend.
You haven't committed to see the Titans this weekend?
Oh, I am committed to see that. That's right.
Dumbass.
Oh.
I can't keep my day straight.
It's going to be a little tension on the show tonight.
No, that's all right. We mean it in the nicest possible way.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see the Titans. I wasn't sure if I was going to go until we got the weather report, and the weather report said, 70 degrees and sunny?
Yeah. Do you think it would really be a huge fashion faux pas if I wore, like, my white tank top underneath my, like, long sleeve shirt in case I got really hot?
I don't think it's a fashion faux pas at all. As long as you don't forget to put the tank top on underneath and then take your long sleeve shirt off. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. What I mean to say is, if you forget to put your tank top on, you take your long sleeve shirt off. Well, then you're flashing your junk to...
Maybe I'll get on the Jumbotron.
Oh, dear.
The things I've missed in life.
Lindsay?
What?
Did you know that there's a Billy Graham statue somewhere in town?
Yeah. That's kind of freaky.
Yeah. Why is it here? He's not from here.
I don't know. But I'm sorry, I'd have a problem with a statue being made of me while I was still alive.
Yeah.
It's really scary to be looking at yourself, you know?
Yeah, I guess it would be kind of weird to see.
Well, it'd be kind of weird.
Pictures are different.
Especially if you're getting on up there in years and sort of like, well, you're so close that they're going to go ahead and start making the statues.
I mean, I'd be like, do y'all know something I don't know? Am I going to be dying in the next couple weeks?
They talk to doctors.
Dad, they must have.
But as far as I know, Billy Graham is still around.
Alive and kicking.
But you know who's not?
Who?
Peter Boyle.
I know, I saw that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sad that his last project before he died is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they can't all be young Frankenstein, but...
Everybody likes that show except me.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Let's form a club. You.
When I'm at mom and dad's house and they turn that crap on, I'm like, oh, God.
Raymond's brother, his voice, whatever that, I don't know the guy's name. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
his
I don't
tall
know his name.
Brother. His voice gets on my nerves.
He's got his own show now.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't watch it.
I think it's on the Fox Network, maybe. I don't know, but it's got what's her face on it, too. Carrie Fisher's half-sister.
I like Carrie Fisher.
I do, too. She was Princess Leia.
So, what... Okay, this was an interview at one point.
Right.
Yeah.
This is our practice.
And I guess... one thing I'm getting from this practice experience is that we should probably come up with some questions beforehand.
Right.
Because I'm blank.
Well,
conversations are fun.
Yeah, conversations are a lot of fun.
Guided conversations are good, too, because they can be interviews, but they're more...
This is true.
...more informal. And, you know, you
should be more intense like Nancy Grace and start accusing people of stuff.
God.
You killed your children.
That's a grace.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, I don't have any children. And be like, exactly.
What about Nancy? What is her name? The one that you like? Gay. Who is... I just called you gay. The one who sounds... You like her because she sounds like she's a trans woman.
Oh, no.
Woman. Oh, blonde hair, long.
Right.
She fills in for Nancy Grace every once in a while.
And she talks like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, sounds like she's always got a cold, but she doesn't. She's just got a horrible voice.
Yeah, that voice, you can't listen to it too long.
No. It's bad, but yeah, it was like a year ago that we saw her on the TV and you were all like going crazy.
I was?
Yeah. In the Doubletree Hotel.
In the Oh. Okay.
Remember them days?
Yeah. I remember them days.
What did I do to my leg?
I want some Doubletree Hotel cookies.
Damn, those cookies are good.
Did you know they were giving those cookies away for free on Halloween?
You are kidding me.
I didn't find this out until after the fact that they had been giving them away.
I'm going to go tomorrow and tell them I did not know until today.
You know what? If you asked nicely, they'd probably give you a cookie. Honestly. I mean, that they're supposed to sell them to you, but if you're, like, nice, they probably will just give you one. I mean, what else are they going to do with them? Throw them away, probably.
They probably eat them themselves. I would if I worked at the Doubletree.
Yeah, and then you would maybe be like, I was just going to make a joke about you being skinny, but I realize there's nothing funny about being skinny.
Wait, a joke about who being skinny?
You!
I guess. I don't know. I ate my cookies.
I know. I ate my cookies, too, and promptly put on 10 pounds.
Well,
they were good, too.
Man, that sounds good.
I've got some cookies here at home.
I got truffles.
Oh.
I don't have anything.
Probably
I don't even have fruit snacks.
You have...
I always have fruit snacks.
You have got... That happy birthday ice cream.
No, I ate all of it last night.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Wait, tell me about this happy birthday ice cream.
It's God's gift to carton ice cream.
Yeah, who makes it?
Purity.
Does it have birthday cake in it?
It has pieces of birthday cake in it.
Oh, my God, I've seen that kind of ice cream out before, and I thought, that sounds so good.
Icing, too, and chocolate.
Oh,
too.
Wow.
This is wonderful. That was my dinner.
Nice.
I got called into work last night, so I didn't have dinner.
Diabetes.
I have kept my streak of not eating the food at that hospital for a year and 3 months now.
Is it that bad?
It sure, from what I hear, no, it's not that good at all, and it sure doesn't look good.
Well, my hospital has good food.
So wait, what hospital... Lindsay, what hospital are you at, or can you say?
The interesting stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Tell them what you saw last night.
What did you see?
I saw a real life, not real life, but a real crack pipe up close and personal. I was fascinated.
That is fascinating. That is totally fascinating.
And the whole time I'm in there, where the patient is, I'm thinking of Whitney Houston and when she was saying crack is whack. And I finally had to say it. The guy was unconscious, so I finally turned to the nurse and said, look, this is what I keep thinking. I have to tell somebody.
Yeah. You can't tell him because, you know, he's cracked up.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that is so wild.
But I like it there because we have, you know, contracts for the prisoners and they bring people that are in custody or just arrested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask them what happened and they'll be like, you know, I'm running from the cops or whatever. And they don't care there if you tell them how you feel about it.
Oh, yeah.
So my saying is every time that I have someone who got hurt running from the police, I'm always like, you know, kind of like when you're going to get a spanking when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. You're going to get caught eventually, and right. It's going to hurt a lot worse since you ran.
Right.
So if you don't run in the first place, it's not going to be as bad.
What if you were running and you knew that you would get caught by Dog the Bounty Hunter? Would you still run?
Would I? If I didn't run, would I not be caught by him?
Right, if you just gave yourself up. But
oh, I'd run. I'd run then, just to meet Dog.
There was a Dog parody on South Park last week, maybe?
I saw it.
Yeah, it was funny.
See, I'm like the Dog the Bounty Hunter of X-Ray. Now, I try to turn these people's lives around.
Brah.
Do
you, Dr. Gay, have you ever seen Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Is that show with those people with the bad hair?
Yes. Is that? Big boobs.
In fact, I think it's on right now.
Oh, jeez.
It sure is.
It seems to always be on, is it Court TV or what is it on?
It's on A&E.
Oh, my God. You know, when I first got cable, A&E was truly arts and entertainment.
It was. I didn't watch it.
What happened to those days?
It was like the freaking opera. I mean...
It was. I couldn't watch it because it was so annoying. And then they got, Biography, and they kind of went downhill after Biography.
And then they got like CSI Miami on it now. And
oh jeez, didn't they have that roller derby show? Was that
no?
On
it's not on. No, not great, on anymore.
Great segue though.
I only watched it. I think I watched it once. Like. Too much personal drama and not enough roller derby for me.
And what I mean by segue is that
right.
You recently posted on your blog.
Right.
Take over whenever you want.
That I might... that tomorrow night, the Nashville roller derby gals are having, like, some kind of thing at a local bar. Looking for girls to skate, also looking for volunteers and referees. And I had been wanting to skate roller derby for some time, Lindsay, right? It's been like a year or something.
Me too.
We've been talking about it. I mean, we always talk about it. We always say, well, we're going to go to the next thing, and then we chicken out, or at least I chicken out. I don't know about you.
Well, that's because we want to do it, but if it came down to it and we actually got out there, we both know both of our asses would get kicked. We would be stomped into the ground within 2 seconds of getting on that rink.
So, but I'm actually
going to
give. I'm going to give it the old college try tomorrow. I think I really do.
Well, after your first match, if you go or bout,
yes.
After your first bout, we'll see how badly you get injured.
Right. Well,
I didn't realize they called them bouts.
Yeah, they call them bouts.
That's bad.
So I'm going to throw some elbows, man.
Plus, I don't want to show my butt off to everyone, because apparently you have to, like, wear really skimpy clothing.
I would wear, like, leggings if I had to do it, because I don't want to show my booty to everybody.
Once I got over the age of 25, I stopped wanting to show my butt off, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, on a case-by-case basis, I'll determine, but, you know.
Yeah, I might moon you every once in a while, but I'm not going to,
right. You know. Or pull your shirt over somebody's head.
I haven't pulled my shirt over anyone's head in a long time.
Hey, Lindsay, guess who's coming to town December 21st?
Santa making an early trip?
Mm-hmm. And guess what he's bringing from the Great White North?
What would that be?
Take it. Okay. It's Dr. Gay.
Dr. Gay is bringing his gay ass from the Great White North.
I was waiting for him to chime in with me! Except deeper, because he's a man.
Y'all, Yeah. All right, Regis and Kelly, y'all just, yeah.
That Kelly Ripa. We talked about that last week, though.
Yeah.
Did you?
We did. We talked about Kelly Ripa and her armpits on Dance Party USA, which apparently Stephanie used to watch.
Yeah, she did.
I thought you and I were the only two watchers in the world.
Yeah, and other than, yeah, I guess we were. And then Stephanie.
And I sure didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. I remember that time, though, that the last episode of the Golden Girls aired, and you had taped it, and you wouldn't hang out with us because you were too busy upstairs watching it.
The last episode of the Golden Girls?
Yes.
That's important. That was really important show for me to catch.
It's a good show, and I've got to be honest with you. Every time I see the last episode, I cry. Because it's so sweet at the very end when Dorothy keeps running in.
Yeah. I cried the first few times I saw it.
It's really sweet. Just like the last episode of Roseanne.
Oh, that one really gets
me. That one was sad.
Yeah.
I have that it on cassette tape.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you taped it for me.
I don't have a very good memory for things like that.
You taped the last episode and the first episode back to back.
I don't remember the first episode at all.
Yeah, I don't either at this point.
Yeah, it was just a lot
of But then again, I was not even 10 years old at the time, and we lived in Florida, and it came on after 9 o'clock, and I had to be in bed at 8:30. When we lived in Florida, it was on at 9.
Really?
And then we moved here, and because of the time change, it came on at 8. And that was one of the reasons I was so excited to move to Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could watch Roseanne.
I got to watch Roseanne. And I thought you and I had the same bedtime.
No, because you were in high school by then.
I was in junior high.
No, you weren't.
In Florida?
Well, but...
You were in freshman year of high school.
I was in freshman... Yeah, I guess as we were leaving, I was, yeah. Because me and Teresa used to talk about it. Because it was on Tuesday nights, I think.
Yeah, it was on Tuesday nights.
Uh-huh. And Wednesday...
And that's where I first learned about menstruation.
Gross.
Wow.
I remember Wednesday, Teresa and I would always talk about it. We couldn't believe what they got away with on that show. They got away with so much. Like, I think the first time I ever heard ass on the word on television...
Mm-hmm.
Was on Roseanne. Because Dan threatened to kick somebody's ass in one episode. And I'm like, whoa, I just heard ass on television. So, and then they had that lesbian kiss.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they did.
I forgot about that one, too.
Yeah.
And then I stopped watching it when they won the lottery.
I started watching it before then. It just got kind of weird.
Yeah, I had to actually, I had to wait till it was in reruns to watch the lottery one.
I did too. It's
hard.
It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that episode where they met Patsy and Adina?
No.
Holy shit. I don't remember that at all.
It was like...
I did not know that happened.
It was during the lottery season.
Okay, well that's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was stupid, as I recall, but it was around the time that Roseanne had bought the rights, the American rights to AbFab.
Oh yeah.
So we were like, yeah.
She never did anything with that.
She never did it. Never. Well, I mean, it's kind of. I mean, I hate to use this phrase to discuss a television program, but. It was kind of idiomatic, you know? It's not really adaptable. I think the closest television show we ever got to AbFab was probably Sybil.
I remember that show.
I'm serious, because it was Sybil Sybil the actress with all the ex-husbands and
right.
the daughter, and then her slutty friend, her slutty drunken friend.
Her slutty drunken friend.
Right. Hmm. Slutty drunken friend. So,
I'm changing the subject. I just turned on the TV and there's that Ultimate Fighting Championship on.
On Spike?
Yeah.
I
just have to think of myself. I know these guys get paid good money to do these fights.
Mm-hmm.
But are you really willing to go on national television and get beat down by another man for the whole world to see?
I know.
It's a little bit funny.
I don't want that to happen.
I'd get up, curl up in a ball and start crying and let him hit me once and tap out.
Tap out. I'm watching Keith Urban on public television.
Flash is tucked under the covers.
Oh.
Is he all burrowy?
He's burrowed under the covers. Apparently he's a little chilled in this 60-degree weather.
Yeah. Is he coming to my house this weekend?
Not Friday night.
Oh.
Maybe he could Friday night. I've got to work Saturday morning, so.
Oh, okay. Well, Mom and I might be going to estate sales Saturday. Well, it's like, what the hell else do I do on Saturdays anymore? I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and go to friggin' estate sales. Oh, dog is on. Excellent. Oh, it's Leland.
So,
Lindsay,
what kind of TV do you watch?
Lindsay, do you think Leland's cute?
Leah, I asked Brent a question and you interrupted.
Okay,
what kind of TV do I watch? Okay, so I like...
ask her if she thinks Leland's cute.
I'll ask her that in a minute. You know, I like to watch Project Runway when it's on, and it's not on right now. That's like my favorite show. But what do I watch? I watch a lot of stuff through Netflix, so I've been keeping up with the Trailer Park Boys, which is a Canadian comedy. And on regular TV, a lot of times I'll watch the Food Network.
Oh yeah.
And I watch HGTV stuff sometimes, although there's only so much of like really nice houses and condos and stuff that I can watch without feeling kind of depressed. Otherwise, I'll just sort of like flip around and find stuff. I mean, I tried to keep up with Ugly Betty this year, but I haven't done a good job of that at all.
Yeah.
And I just sort of do whatever. I mean, I'm not really that organized about my TV viewing. I do pretty much every morning. I'll watch some VH1 Jumpstart or the MTV. Their video.
Very delicious.
And, that's pretty much it. Video Wake Up or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Video Wake Up.
And I really like...
Yeah, I do the same in the morning.
Yeah? I like The Killers a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
And
somebody told me that you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend and... Something.
Yeah, that's enough of that out of you.
Something. Speaking of cats and heat.
So what was that question Leah asked you that I have forgotten? So I can't ask
I don't
you
know.
Now. So,
is Do you think that Leland is cute?
No.
Really? I think he's kind of cute.
If he was to cut his hair and clean himself up and not be a bounty hunter.
I think he's cute, but he looks like he's dumb.
Yeah.
And I'm not into dumb.
I kind of am, because it makes me feel superior.
Right. Who do you think is cuter? Leland or Dog?
Dog? No. Leland.
Okay. Who do you think is prettier? Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter or Fergalicious?
Gee, that's toss-up.
Yeah, it is.
I'd have to say, Fergalicious is better looking just because she's not as much trailer trash looking. She doesn't have bleach blonde hair.
Gotcha. Okay. Who is more handsome? Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. So pretty much everybody else loses.
Who are you going to say next?
I don't know. I was trying to think of somebody who is equally handsome, like George Clooney's handsome.
Okay. George Clooney couldn't wear a pair of pink pants and look hot.
Probably could. He could probably wear a whole friggin' pink dress and look hot.
No, Matthew McConaughey would look better in a dress. He's got those curls.
Yeah, he's growing his hair out, apparently.
I saw him on Good Morning America. I know. Regis and Kelly. One of those shows.
Hey. Or where that hand has been.
Shut up.
We haven't talked about bacon in a long time, have we?
Uh-uh.
All right, Lindsay,
earlier when we talked about my penchant for pig candy.
Yeah, that's true. We did. Which would you rather eat every day?
What?
Bacon, or chicken continental?
Bacon.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool. Would you rather, if you were starving,
like right now?
Like, right, only probably more so than right now. Ta-da! And we got a new catchphrase!
There's just no reason for all the yelling.
Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay, who would you rather make out with? Okay. Leland from Dog the Bounty Hunter. Or Tommy from the Jersey Shore.
Tommy from the Jersey Shore?
Really?
No contest.
Oh. Now who I know why you're talking about Mad Money. It's on right now.
Who is this Tommy from the Jersey Shore?
Oh, gosh. When you come to town, we're so watching
it. Coolest guy ever.
We are so going to watch it. You're going to come to my house. We're going to get some wine, and we are going to watch Tommy from the Jersey Shore.
It's not even on YouTube.
No, it's not. Trust me. it's beautiful.
Right.
It's, you know that show True Life on MTV?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's one that was I have a summer share.
And Tommy.
And it was this guy named Tommy who was from Brick, New Jersey, who went down to
DC. He was a typical Jersey guy.
Mm. Right. Like just he went to
the Jersey Shore every weekend?
Yeah, Seaside Heights was what I was trying to think of. Yeah, because his friends own a house. And so he would go there every weekend. And he's
looking for love.
Yeah, looking for love on the Jersey Shore.
Huh.
Yeah,
you're typing. You're trying to find him.
I am.
Do a search for cheese balls. Cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
And steak sandwiches.
Steak sandwiches.
Now, I don't know, what is it he says, Lindsay? He says, if you want to get a girl...
You gotta be good looking.
You gotta have a good line.
Not good hair. Good hair. Was it? No, not good hair.
Not good hair, because you gotta be good looking, have a good line.
Or be a good dancer.
Right.
Now, and I ain't the best looking guy in the world. And I don't spit no bullshit lines, but I can dance my ass off.
And I'm real. Don't forget that part.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm real.
I gotta see that.
I would marry Tommy.
I have it DVR'd. And then the next year on MTV, there was True Life, I'm a Jersey Shore Girl. And it was three.
That was just sad.
It was two girls, and they were in Seaside Heights also. They go to all the same places. And it was just lame. I mean, these girls would sleep with a guy, and the next day it's their new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's really sad. But, you know, I think Tommy would treat, even though he was a little, you know, not controlling, but a little possessive of his girl, you know, didn't want anyone looking at her. I bet he treats his girls like gold.
And I bet a lot of that possessiveness is kind of how he was raised, is that's what you do, you know, with a girl.
Looking at my girl?
That's part of showing love is by, you know, beating up any dude who looks at your girl. And then there's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Then there's I Want the Perfect Body. With another...
If you don't have nice calves, you don't have the perfect body.
That was a different guy. I'm talking about the bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony. Abs, Anthony. Don't let that belly hang.
I'm not perfect till I have striations in my ass.
Yeah.
I watch too much reality TV.
Man. That's True Life, though. It's addictive. It's bad.
I watch too many, like, medical murder mystery things. Too many medical shows, murder mysteries, and reality TV.
Why are you typing?
I feed off of this.
You just don't eat. You just watch reality television.
You know, I think you're right.
Oh, God, Real World's about to come on, speaking of awful stuff.
It's on right now.
I know, but, I mean, the new episode's going to come on in, like, a minute.
Well, that...
Yeah, we probably need to go. We've kept...
You hate... Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Did you say you hate that show?
But I love it.
Yeah, because I was going to say...
I'm addicted to it.
You are addicted to it.
It's a train wreck. It's a, you know, mutilated face. You got to look at it, even though you don't want to.
I don't look at mutilated faces.
So, Leah's going to go watch The Real World.
Yeah, so I'm going to go watch my own version of it. I'm pulling on Denny's leg. I'm touching his foot and pulling on his... Okay, now he's pulling back. I was just seeing if he was dead or not. I worry about him sometimes because he's an old man.
I say Flash is the cutest dog ever.
Whatever. Flash,
we'll have a dance off. We'll have a dog dance off.
Oh, geez, your dog's gonna win. If there's a dance off, your dog's gonna win. And he doesn't dance.
In the meantime, listeners, definitely let us know which one you think is cuter.
And if you don't pick Denny, I will hurt you. I won't podcast anymore. If you don't pick Denny, we're not doing this podcast anymore.
Well,
so just think about that.
Work it.
Work.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you very much. You all have a great evening.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Am I gone too?
Oh, I'm gonna. We're gonna do the normal chat thing. If you could log in.
Oh, chat. Oh yeah, I guess I need to.
And I'll smush them together, and you watch The Real World.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.